very much. You guys are quite entertaining and interesting and helpful.
It's a great ministry. I listen to you all the time.
Thank you.
Does that help?
Yeah, that does help.
That did not sound convincing.
Okay.
Captain Obvious here. Okay. Thank you. All right.
And are they big enablers or are they concerned?
Oh, terrible. His mom still pays for everything and he's 38 years old.
Excuse me?
Mm-hmm. His mother still pays for everything and he's 38 years old.
That's what I thought you said.
Well, I think he can heal every sick person who wants healing.
Right. But sometimes he just doesn't.
Sometimes he does it through dying.
Right. I guess.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. This is Dr. Jill Hubbard sitting in for Steve Arterburn, who is out sick today. So, Steve, our prayers are with you, and hopefully everyone will be praying for you today as you try to get better so you can return to us. And in studio today, sitting with me, is Dr. Dave Stoop.
How you doing, Jill?
Hi, Dave.
Then we have our illustrious president sitting here.
We do. Illustrious. Yes.
Larry Sonnenberg.
Larry is with us as well.
Yeah, it's good to be here. It's good to be anywhere. Yesterday, Henry promoted me to doctor.
Oh,
he referred
wow.
to me as a doctor. He gave me an honorary doctorate.
Wow.
By himself.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, you have the stress of a doctor, don't you, Larry?
Oh, wow.
And you have to often do surgery around here.
Oh, it's fun around here. There's no better place to be than at New Life, I tell you. The things that we see happen and how God works is just amazing. And maybe before we take calls, I'll get some of my business out of the way so we can let people know.
You mean you're here for
why
a reason.
I'm here?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not going to be giving a lot of advice to people today, but I'll listen
give
in.
Financial advice.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Well, many of you have probably heard the request that we've made last month and this month. Last month we came on about 10 days before month end and said that we needed $200,000 to make the payment that is required of us with our biggest broadcast supplier, Salem Radio. And the listeners, you folks, you responded, and we met our goal.
In a big way, yes.
And it's something for which we have been truly grateful and went to Thanksgiving with a spirit of gratitude for that. And November started out, and we have been doing well, but it really slowed down the last week. So I came yesterday on the air and said, look, we need $30,000 before month end to make this thing happen in terms of meeting our stated goal of paying that $200,000 to Salem. And today I come to you and say, we need $10,000. We're down to $10,000 for a need. So I'm just asking if you would find it in your heart, if you have a sense of gratitude for this ministry and what we do, if you would be willing to give us a call at 800-NEW-LIFE. That's 639-5433, or go online to newlife.com and make a gift. And if you do make a gift, we will send to you today a CD called, In Defense of Christian Counseling. It was a program that aired on Trinity Broadcasting with John, Henry, and Steve, and Josh McDowell. Josh told his story of growing up in an abusive home, and how Henry and Steve helped him through that. And these guys gave just a wonderful expression of Christian counseling and how it works and how it's consistent with the Bible.
Mm.
And it was just terrific. So
anybody who has doubts or is fearful
that's right.
about counseling, this would be a really good CD.
Or if they just if they think it's hocus pocus and not of Christ.
Not of God. Yeah.
Well,
right.
If they listen to us on the radio enough, they should know it's not hocus
Most should.
Pocus.
But a lot of people have friends and relatives that don't get it.
It's true. They don't hear it.
Yeah. So that's available to you, and we would just love to send that to you. But we need your help. We're almost there. We'll be taking some calls today, but I wanted to just express this need and ask if you could just get us over the top this month, and hopefully we won't have to do this all the time, but we'll do it when we need to because we want to stay on the air. So
we certainly do, Larry. So thanks for sharing that. I know that's difficult to always be putting that need out there, but we have to be honest with our listeners.
Yeah, and we want to thank the listeners who have been responding.
Yes, absolutely. Awesome. We have the best audience.
Mm-hmm. We do. So thank you for listening. We'll be back in just a few minutes to take your calls.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
Okay, we're back, and we're going to go straight to our calls, and we have a call from Christy, who's calling from mainland China. Wow. Christy, are you there? Can you hear us?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, good. You sound so close.
And you're in
Thanks
China?
For taking my call.
You're in China right now.
Wow.
Okay. Do you listen on the internet?
Yes. Okay. Yes, that's right.
What's your question?
How can we help you today?
Well, my husband and I are in the process of adopting a 13-year-old Chinese girl, and I was wondering if you can help me understand how we would handle her if she is violently angry at all she's been through in her life, which would be understandable. What would be... How would we deal with that?
Wow. I mean, adopting a 13-year-old anywhere is a huge undertaking because you really don't know their past. You don't know what they've been through. And
Christy, do you know emotionally what age she is? I mean, because a lot of times, okay, they're 13, but because of all that she's been through, sometimes they're delayed.
Right,
do you have
any
information on that?
Well, the literature I've read says for every 3 months they've been in an orphanage, which she's been in an orphanage since she's been 3 months old, they are delayed 1 month. So she's significantly delayed, probably.
Like a 5-year-old, 6-year-old.
Emotionally.
Yeah. You know, it's what the anger is about has, you know, several facets, but primarily the abandonment. And the lack of emotional nurturing, because that's what happens in an orphanage. You don't get much emotional nurturing, and so you're very much an isolated person who feels like, you know, nobody really cares. And it's programmed into, you know, the subconscious mind. By the time they're 6 years old, that's pretty much set in terms of how they respond to things. And it really takes some it takes a real calling from the Lord to do something like what you're doing. And, you know,
it's not going to be an easy road.
No, it's not.
In other words.
and, you know, a lot of love, a lot of nurturing, a lot of understanding, some loving boundaries that you would set for the anger and the kinds of behaviors that are not acceptable would be a key. And then what's the language issue? She doesn't know English, does she?
No, she doesn't. Wow. We are studying Mandarin, so she speaks a form of Mandarin. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's going to be definitely a language barrier. Thankfully, we have people around us who are also, you know, Chinese speakers, so they'd
That's
be
good.
Able to
That's good. Yeah.
bridge the gap for us somewhat. Mm-hmm. But
well, and Christy, you know, I don't know how consistent the caretakers have been in her world. But regardless, you know, this is all she's known. So even though you come in with the hope of offering her something better, she has no concept of that, right? So she is not going to know that it's something better. All she's going to know is that you're taking her away from everything she's known. So I think the rewards of what you're doing for her will be way down the road.
Yeah.
And to not get discouraged. I think you really need a community of support around you. And there, I know there are organizations here in the States. I know in California there's a great organization that caters to parents who have adopted kids from other places, or foster kids, things like that. So you really need to plug into those community services in your area, as well as I'm wondering if there are any resources there in China to help bridge the gap. I don't know.
I have a question. Is China your permanent home, or will you be coming to the States?
Oh, that's a good. I just assumed you were.
You'll be coming back to the States, Christy?
Did we lose her? We may have.
I'm here.
Okay.
I was assuming you were coming back to the States, but
where do you live typically? Do you live in China?
China is our primary place of residence.
We will be back and forth
to the States some, but yeah.
That does kind of change things. Then.
Yeah, so that helps. Okay. But you know, you've got the cultural thing of the depreciation of women, of female babies, and all that probably went on in the orphanage. But like Joe was saying, it's going to take it'll be a long time before you see the results. But I keep saying this has to be a calling of the Lord for you to do this, because it's going to take supernatural insight, wisdom, love, all kinds of things. And we really, I admire and respect you for what you're doing. I think it's wonderful, but it's going to be tough.
So as much as you can bring in things that are familiar to her, I think the better. And then, you know, your consistency and, again, kind of dismissing some of the fantasies you may have of, oh, isn't this going to be wonderful? We're going to, you know, give her all this love. We're rescuing her. You kind of have to let go of those, because she's not going to see it that way.
She's not going to believe that she deserves love, because she's had such a lack of that, because there's just, I doubt if there was much emotional support or, you know, understanding.
And so, Christy, I think you have to educate yourself in terms of what was her upbringing, who were the people that hurt her or abandoned her, you know, obviously her parents. A lot of times children like this take it out on the mom, so you may get the brunt of this. And others may not see it as strongly as you do, so that's where you need the support. And to be talking to other women who have adopted children, I think, would be very helpful for you. So hopefully we're not discouraging you.
No, I just
want you to go in with eyes wide open.
You ask what you can expect. Mm-hmm. And the anger will be something, you know, because a lot of it, she will have a very poor image of herself. And the anger comes out of that, and the inability to contain the anger will come out of that. And so if you can understand that the anger is over abandonment, over the lack of nurturance, then the negative self-image that comes out of that doesn't feel like she deserves anything, so you give her something nice and she'll feel guilty. She may get angry about it, all kinds of things. Just lots and lots of patience and lots of love. You got to go overboard in the nurturing. Okay?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
So if she does display, like, you know, a violent rage, which, you know, I'm trying to prepare for any scenario, how, like, in the heat of that kind of a situation, what would you recommend we do?
You know, I think, you know, one of the things that I talk about in terms of anger in a 2-year-old is that the dad is the one who can contain that, has to show how to contain that. So this would be where your husband comes in. And just trying to, you know, if you can, just hold her. You know, which contains the anger. If you can get a picture of him holding her, you know, the anger stays contained within and it doesn't get violent. That's a key part of it.
Christy, there is a book. It's not one we carry. It's called Holding Time. And I believe the author is Martha Walsh. And she did a study with autistic children in using holding time and then generalized it to the rest of the population. But it's a really good tool. But you really do have to contain them until they, you know, kind of exhaust themselves and kind of surrender and then are willing to accept the comfort.
And doing that when she's not angry is a key part of that, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Keep us posted. Okay.
Yeah, let us know
let
how
us
it's
know
going.
How it goes.
One last question. What time is it?
Yes, I will.
What time is it in China right now?
It's 2:14 in the morning.
Oh, my goodness. You're
a night owl. There's a faithful listener. Thank you for calling, Kristen.
Well, we appreciate your call.
We'll be praying for you. Okay, let's go to another call.
Melissa.
Melissa, okay. And Melissa's calling from?
Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Great.
Listens to WAVA.
Hello.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi. Yes, my question is, my husband had an affair about 8 years ago. He got into the church. Our marriage was great, but the affair resulted in the birth of a child. And up until this point, he has paid child support, but has not had a relationship with the child in the past few years, especially the past few months more so. It's really become a problem for him. And although I was able to forgive him for the affair, I'm not able to deal with him having a relationship with the child or with the mother, and we just were not sure where to go from here, what we should do. So do you all have any suggestions about
Wow.
that?
Wow. Ouch.
Well, it's your comfort zone that matters, Melissa. And can it be structured in a way where you are involved as well? Are you comfortable with that, or is that part of your discomfort?
Part of it is I have nothing against the child whatsoever.
No.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to deal with the mother at all, and I don't want him to deal with the mother at all.
Yeah.
And the child, I think, although I have nothing against her, she still stands as a reminder.
Mm-hmm.
And although a lot of healing has taken place, I don't believe that I can, because the thought of the child still hurts, so I can only imagine actually having her be a part of our family or having her sit across that just,
such a visual reminder of what he did.
And I don't think that I can. In fact, I know I'm not able to deal with that. I don't want to deal with that.
So we
both struggle as Christians what we should do with that situation.
Well, I think, you know, being a Christian doesn't...
doesn't immune you from feelings, right?
It's something... I mean, it's a complicated situation, and like I said in the beginning, you're the one who determines what's comfortable and what's not comfortable, and he needs to pay attention to your emotions on this. And if he's feeling guilty or any of those things, then he needs to have somebody he talks to about that, because you know, the solution isn't to build a relationship with that child, because that creates more problems in terms of your marriage with him. Now, when that child becomes 18 or 16 or 17 and is able to, to get around on their own, that's another 8 years, maybe you will feel different. But I would say for right now, I'm not comfortable with this, and I don't want you to do it.
Well,
I'd feel very strong and as a Christian in saying those things.
Melissa,
yes.
I think that certainly you should not have to deal with the woman he had an affair with. And you have a right to request that he has no contact with her. So I think any contact that is necessary could be done through a third party.
She's uncomfortable with the thought of her sitting across the table.
No, I don't think you just open your home and bring this child in and treat the child like she's part of the family. But I think that if you are, I guess I have this idea that if you were to meet the child, and have you met the child?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
We've seen pictures and that couple,
okay,
we've never
because
met her.
I'm wondering if part of your healing might be, you know, you said you have nothing against the child, might be to actually meet the child and develop some compassion for this child might help you in the healing process. I'm not advocating making the child a part of the family, as Dave was saying, but there might be, you know, periodically times where you meet at a neutral location, at a park or something, just to say...
Through a third person.
Yeah, through a third person. If you guys felt like it would be good to, you know, have some influence or some connection there.
But that doesn't negate what I was saying in that, Melissa, this is your call, and you need to be comfortable with whatever happens, and your husband needs to pay attention to that. And if he feels guilty about it, then let him get some help about that.
Well, right. You know, a thought that I have, though, is that this child didn't ask to be born, right?
Right.
And so all children have a need to know where they came from.
Can I say something
here? Sure.
My son, Dave, you married my son and his wife, mm-hmm. and she was the product of an affair.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw in her the need that she had for her mm-hmm. dad.
And she made connection with her dad.
She did. They were
but
connected.
As she was an adult.
No, throughout.
Oh, throughout.
Throughout.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that was, but I, seeing the yearning in that,
right.
in
that
her,
there's
for
also
her daddy,
another life here
yeah.
that we have to consider.
And this is convoluted and tough, but mm-hmm. I think you have to consider that little girl and or that child and
right.
the need for her daddy.
And that's why periodic contact, Melissa, your heart might actually soften
okay.
and towards her, and that you would be able to include her on a periphery basis.
Mm-hmm.
So, I hope that is helpful for you.
I wish I was who you think I am. The one you thought you married. The ideal husband, the amazing dad, the great lover. But my mind is filled with darkness, with images that I can't erase. I want so desperately to be the man you dreamed of. The man I know I can be. I am terrified to talk to you about this. But I want to. I need to. I want us to be close just as badly as you do. Can I talk to you? Can we be totally honest and know that we love each other enough to be open?
At New Life, we've helped thousands of men just like this find hope, healing, and a plan to move forward with their lives through our one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive Weekend. Call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I need help. I want help. I can't do this on my own.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to New Life. I'm here in studio, Dr. Jill Hubbard, along with Dr. Dave Stoop, and we are missing Steve today,
who is
out
quite
sick,
ill. He can't even talk, he said.
That's right. And Larry is also in studio with us, Larry Sonnenberg. And so we were talking to Melissa, and Larry, I thought you brought up some real-life wisdom here from having, being close to somebody mm-hmm. who's gone through this. And so I just wanted to come back and summarize here for Melissa that it's such a difficult situation. You know, Melissa has been betrayed by her husband. And then to have a child come out of that, it just makes it that much more painful because
mm-hmm.
you
ongoing.
Can never forget. You
well,
can
it
never
just reminds
forget.
Us of God's perfect plan. When we mess it up, it causes
yeah.
problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's absolutely right. So we were saying that Melissa, you know, first of all, we're saying, okay, Melissa has a right to not have contact, to have her husband away from the person he had an affair with. But then there's this child who has their life and the need to know mm-hmm. where they came from.
I always think of Steve saying, you know, the parents made a mistake, but the child is not a mistake.
That's right. That's right.
And so
you got to
remember that child has needs just like all the rest of us. And,
mm-hmm. and so once the child has arrived, she's meant to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
But she can't let her husband pressure her into doing this because that will just delay it even longer. She still needs to set the pace, but You're right. She needs to become open to developing some kind of connection with that child.
Mm-hmm. Right. Definitely. Or allowing her husband to have some periodic contact.
Is there a book you'd like to send to Melissa? Anything come in mind?
Does anything come to mind?
Healing is a choice.
That's a tough one. Yeah, that
healing
is a
good choice. Yeah.
Okay. Or forgiving the unforgivable, Dave.
There you go.
I think that one would actually
All right.
be even better.
Forgiving the unforgivable.
Before we
That's
take,
coming your way.
Before we take the next call, I wanted to just read a little bit of a letter that we got. One of the blessings of working here at New Life is seeing life change. But let me read this letter that talks about a bigger life change. Through your show, I have gotten so much insight. I've truly been blessed. Because of your program, I've learned that it's okay to be flawed because God loves me anyway. That was a significant revelation for me in moving to accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I've always felt like if I became a Christian that I had to be perfect. I thought that God couldn't possibly be able to forgive me over and over again for making the same stupid mistakes. You, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Mylon Yurkovich, Dave Stoop, everyone there put the seemingly complicated words of God into kid terms for me. I see the sacrifice of Jesus as a blanket of forgiveness, and that it covers every sin I've ever committed and my future sins. I'm a work in progress, and you made me realize that this is okay. That letter is so special to me because our ministry stated purpose is life changing people and transformation, and it's not our mission to go out and necessarily preach the gospel to convert people from non-save to save. But when we do what we do, and when you guys do what you do in here every week and every day, that happens.
Well, right. And I think we try to help remove some of those obstacles that keep people from experiencing God's love. Because when you're in a lot of pain, sometimes it's hard to feel that God is close or concerned. Mm-hmm.
And so if something like that letter tickles your heart and you feel like you'd like us to continue to do that, would you please stop and consider today making a gift to New Life? We're needing to get $10,000 today to finish our month off to where we've met the goal, and we're not going to be in jeopardy of losing stations. You know, Salem, when they told us that our grace time was over and we had to stay on, they told us that the first station they would remove would be Pittsburgh. And they hinted that possibly L.A. would be next.
Wow.
And we don't want to go down there and even test their threat,
so
to speak.
Those are
the significant
areas.
Stations. Okay. A lot of you listen there. And here's the lineup of stations that we broadcast on and from Salem. We're on in Atlanta, in Boston, in Chicago, in Colorado Springs, Dallas, Washington, D.C., Denver, L.A., Louisville, Omaha, Orlando, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Sacramento, San Francisco, and Seattle.
And, all major.
And there's three that we no longer air on, Detroit, Honolulu, and Phoenix. So anyway, if you can make a gift, if you can call us at 800-639-5433, that's 800-NEW-LIFE, or go online to newlife.com and make a gift today, we'll send you a copy of a CD, which is entitled In Defense of Christian Counseling, which Steve, John, Henry, Josh McDowell really talk about how Christian counseling works and why it's a biblical thing and is not at all inconsistent with God's Word. So thank you for that. Should we take another call and get a question in quick?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Let's go to Bernardo.
Okay, Bernardo, line 4. We're a little short before the break, Bernardo, but can you give us a question and get us thinking over the break?
Bernardo, are you there?
Hello.
Looks like we lost Bernardo. Okay.
Well, before we take a call, maybe we ought to talk about the fact that Healing is a Choice is coming up in January 20th. And when we come back from the break, we'll be playing a testimony of someone who has attended one in the past. And we just want to make you aware of that. And
it's going to be right here in California, isn't it?
I think
Southern California.
And you can call at 1-800-NEW-LIFE to get the exact details, but hang in there because we're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll play the testimony for you.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places, and New Life and membership in Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense. And I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, everybody. Max Licato here. As a pastor, I've seen how important it is for people to come and get good Christian counsel. People make decisions that turn out to be the wrong decision. I heard Steve Arterburn say on New Life not too long ago that the same thinking that got you into your mess isn't going to get you out of it. If you find yourself in a spot and you don't know what the next right thing to do is, then won't you call the good people at New Life? They have a network of Christian counselors around the country that's more than 850 strong. Call today 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. And tell them you need to find someone to help you. They're likely to have a counselor in your area to help you with whatever you're struggling with. It will be good, godly counsel. Call today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 639-5433.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to New Life Live. Dr. Jill Hubbard, Dr. Dave Stoop, and Larry Sonnenberg in studio today. And we mentioned before the break, we were going to play a testimony from Healing is a Choice. We have Healing is a Choice coming up in January.
Before coming to Healing is a Choice, I was completely worn out, defeated, bewildered, stuck in the realization of my pitiful reality. I've had my eyes on the raging waters, and I've been sinking in my circumstances and my pain. This weekend has been exhausting, but it's been a total gift. I feel like I finally have a clue, a game plan to follow to help healing begin. I've gained insight into how to see my sin as equally displeasing to God as my husband's sin. It may come in a different package, but I am not better than him. I leave here with hope that there is hope for me, a desire to be used by God through my deep pain, practical tools to use to get unstuck, a sense of hope that God really does love me, that he does care about my pain, and that he actually might be trustworthy. And I leave here with five new sisters who totally know where I've been and where I am right now.
Wow.
You know what I love about that? Yeah. She says she leaves here with hope.
Yes, mm-hmm. I know. That. To be able to have some hope where there was none.
And you don't have to be as bad off as she described herself with her sinking into the raging waters. If you're just stuck someplace in your life that you have been trying and trying and trying to get unstuck, this weekend is guaranteed to get you unstuck.
Absolutely. It gives you a real good push, doesn't it, to move forward.
One special reminder before we take the call from Bernardo here is Friday this week we have a special show on recovery from abuse. So if that's something that affects your life, tune in Friday and listen to that program. So should we go to Bernardo?
Yes.
Bernardo, are you
Bernardo,
there?
Bernardo, did we find you?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Bernardo. Good. Welcome.
And
hi. You are in Grand Prairie, Alberta?
Canada, yeah.
Canada.
Yes. Okay, well, welcome.
A little far.
How can we help you today?
Where they say, oot and a boot.
Yes. And they sit on the Chesterfield.
Yes.
Right?
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
How can we help today?
But, and we don't live in an igloo, by the way.
That's good.
Well, I'm relieved. That's in Alaska, right?
Okay. The reason why I call is because my wife and I just got married like 5 months ago.
Oh, congratulations.
Well, thank you. But right now, it's really rocky right now. And we don't know where we at right now in our marriage. And because we got into a fight, and I don't know, she started packing, and I kind of freaking out, and I don't know what to do, so I was panicking. So I sort of picked her up, you know, like a firefighter, and then kind of calmed her down in the living room. And I think that just made the matter worse.
Didn't calm her down, did it?
Yeah, so, but I mean, that was my reaction, not really my response. So, and I think, and got me to this mess right now. So, and my question is, how can I not, you know, react that way and just trying to be calm and, you know, not to think about the situation? How about we just, you know, you go here and I'll go here. We'll think about it and we'll talk later. But it's really easy to say, but it's really hard to do because I've never really been to situations before. So
I think one of the rules that you both should have is that you don't give up. You don't leave. Because that's,
you don't leave permanently.
Yeah, you may go for a walk around the block or something, but you don't move out. And because every couple goes through struggles and adjustments, because you take two individual people and they've never lived with each other. They've lived with their own families, and then they've lived with maybe some friends, and now they're all of a sudden in this intimate, supposedly intimate relationship. And now's when the work begins. You know, we put all this energy into the wedding and forget that, no, the wedding is just the beginning, and now comes the work.
And it's when all of the issues start to come to life.
You know, my wife and I, we've been married over 50 years, and we call the first 10 years of our marriage the Great Tribulation, because it was horrible. And but neither one of
like
us.
It's like courtship is a trick.
Yeah.
It's God's trick, right? He gives us those hormones and gets us all excited.
Well, and then
otherwise we'd never do
it. The courtship is done through the representatives, not through the real person, see? And then on the wedding day, the representative disappears and the real person shows up.
It's so true.
So, you know, it's a common experience. Nobody really, you know, a lot of this starts on the honeymoon with a lot of people. The honeymoon is anything but a honeymoon for a lot of couples. Because it's just, it's like all of a sudden your eyes are open to the whole person, not just the idealized image of that person.
Well, and I think when you first start to have problems, I think it really can burst the bubble for a lot of people. And it's really easy to get so disappointed and so hopeless that you think, oh my gosh, I've made a huge mistake.
Yeah, the idealized bubble breaks.
Yes.
Yeah. But the other thing that I would say, Bernard, you need to talk with someone together. And I'd start with your pastor, the person who married you, and I would spend some time, the two of you together, talking to him. And if he thinks it's bigger than him, he can refer you, and we can refer you to someone. But that's where I would begin, because having a third person, one of the interesting things that a lot of churches are doing are marriage mentors, where they take somebody who's been married for a fairly long time. And
longer than 10 years?
Yeah.
Past the Great Tribulation?
And have a stable relationship, and they become mentors to the new couples, and it gives you a place to kind of normalize the struggles that you're going through.
Right. And but the thing right now is because I haven't talked to her or seen her.
But where is
in
she?
2.5 weeks already.
Oh.
I think she's at her parents' house, but but right now, like, she moved everything out of the house. And
It's already done.
Like,
wow.
The name. Yeah, she is long gone sort of thing. And, like, I have talked to my pastor, actually three of my pastor at our church, and I have a counseling coming up myself.
Good.
And, like, I'm just desperately, you know, trying to maybe, you know, put this marriage back together sort of thing. But I think right now she's so into her school and her career, she just don't want to work on it. I don't know.
Really?
Okay,
you've only been married 5 months, and suddenly in 2.5 weeks her career is more important?
Well, I don't know, but we actually emailed each other, you know, a few times, and I just want to let her know, is that, can I email you once in a while, and can I let you know where I am, and, like, even spiritually and stuff like that. But she, you know, she said, you worry about you, and I worry about myself. So I can't, you know, I can't talk to her. And it's really disappointed, and I know that this whole thing, it's kind of me causing it. So.
But you can email her, Bernardo, and you can keep it, but do it not to convince her of anything. Do it to just kind of inform her of what you're learning about yourself. In talking to your pastor, and when you start the counseling, what you're going to learn about yourself, make it about you, and just affirm your love and your commitment to her, but not, don't go overboard on that part, but go overboard on what God is showing you in yourself that you're working on changing. And if that, and I would do that regularly, because something brought you together, and God joined you together, and you know, you didn't have a good start, but a lot of couples don't have a good start, and they learn how to get past that.
Bernardo, are you thinking that it is because of the fight that she left, or are you feeling it's because of your handling of her that she left?
I think she says she was scared of me, so I think it's how I react. Maybe, and because, like I said, after I picked her up and tried to calm her down, sort of thing, and of course I know that's not the
Were you angry when you came at her? Were you angry? Were you forceful?
No, because she was pecking on the floor, and then I said, you know what, honey, can we talk about this? We don't need to, like, can we just calm down, talk? And then she just said, no, I don't want to talk about it, just leave me alone, go, kind of thing. And I was like, no, honey, here, come here. So I picked her up, and then I try to calm her down, and then she, you know, like, in our 3 years in our relationship, I've never heard, you know, any foul language from her until that night. So, and I was kind of shocked, so I kind of tossed her on the ground. So I'm like, did you just hear yourself? You know, what's going on? You know, I want my old, you know, girlfriend, wife back. You know, where is she? So, this whole time I kind of, blaming myself, it's my fault.
Yeah, that's.
Well, it sounds
that's
like she
hearing.
Was she was leaving before you did that.
Right.
That
yeah.
Just was, that pushed
that's
her
what
over
I was wondering. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Well, Bernardo, I think you're on the right track with getting into counseling, because you need somebody to help walk you through this every step, and don't give up.
We're going to send you Mylan and Kay's book, How We Love.
Yes,
that might be helpful for you to understand some of what's happening.
Okay,
we'll be right back. Need to take a break.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433. Or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
Hi, this is Larry Sonnenberg, and I'm here with Dr. Jill Hubbard and Dr. Dave Stoop. And before we take one final call here, I had a couple little points of business. One is we still need your help today. We're looking for $10,000 today. Any gift, any size will be appreciated. We're just trying to be consistent and be on goal and be the good stewards that we promised to be with our stations and pay them on a timely manner. And we'll help you. We would be appreciative if you could help us toward that end. Call us at 1-800-639-5433 or go online to newlife.com. And if you can make a gift, either of those, we will send to you a CD called Defense of Christian Counseling. And this is a great CD for anybody that has any questions or wants some stronger insight to how Christianity and counseling dovetail together and work very consistently hand in hand. I've got a letter here that talks a little bit about this. I love this letter. Hey guys, Steve, I want to thank you guys for what all you do. I'm from South Africa and work here in Kansas and have been listening to your show for about 2 years now. You guys give so many people hope, and I know God will bless this ministry. I'm writing to thank you personally because I have a cousin back home, and she tried to commit suicide more than once and cuts herself a lot. She was hiding it from everyone, and just after your show, I talked to her and remembered stuff you guys have said. I'm glad to say she is seeing someone now for help, and her mother knows about it all and is supporting her. She's drawing closer to God, and it's all because you guys touch people you don't even know about. Mm. Thank you, and God bless, from a South African friend and faithful listener.
Wow, that's neat.
Yeah. You know that part that you... And I'd like to encourage the two of you. You guys touch people you don't even know about. You know, there are people all around the world. We talked to China today.
Right.
Canada.
And there's a South African girl.
We've had calls from Pakistan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm always amazed when people write in, and it's so appreciated, people
it's like a
sharing with us.
Chain reaction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
So if you can
Thank
help
you.
Us keep doing that, please help us. We will appreciate it. And one last little point of business. Steve spoke at a conference back at our treatment center for drug addiction, alcohol addiction, and he asked a question while he was there of the folks there. He said, "What's the cause of most of your admissions here?" And they said 70% of the admissions are due to prescription pain medication addiction, and there was about 20% for the street drugs and about 10% for alcohol.
Wow.
So if any of you are struggling with any of that, there's no better time than right now to get help. We treat every call as an emergency because anybody that calls with an addiction issue needs help right now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Shall we try to squeeze in one
Yeah, let's
quick
get one
call?
More call. How about Janelle?
Okay, Janelle.
Janelle,
Janelle?
Listens on Wava.
Hello?
Are you there?
Hi, Janelle.
Yes, I'm here.
How can we help?
Hi, I'm calling. I was kind of listening to the call from Melissa earlier, kind of reminded me of my issue. I grew up as an African-American child with no contact with my own father, and I have a stepfather who was in my life from a very early age. And I think I'm sort of hardened to this issue. And again, just hearing Melissa call and speak of that innocent child reminded me of the pain that I have. My stepfather was married to my mother for maybe 17 years. I grew up with him. I knew him. He was my father figure. But I also knew he was my stepfather. I knew I had a real father, but I had no contact, again, with my real father. And he had a midlife crisis and had an affair. And he is a minister. We were all kind of saved together. And he actually became a pastor of a church and was a pastor for years and then had an affair with a congregant. And I was very disappointed at their divorce.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of left me with a little hole, but then at the same time, I'm grown. You know, I'm over 30. I have a family of my own. I have children and a husband. And so I'm sort of at the point where I feel this apathy towards my stepfather. And I think it may have just come from not having a biological father. I just kind of learned how to shut off that, you know, yearning for a father. And so, you know, my stepfather, I think he feels very guilty about what he did. And he calls,
Janelle,
and, you know, he sends gifts to my daughter.
Mm-hmm. Janelle,
but when he talks, he sounds very down and depressed and, you know.
Janelle?
Yes.
Sorry, we're a little short on time, so we wanted to get to your question.
So I guess my question is, you know, how do I deal with this? I mean, is this unforgiveness or this kind of apathy that I feel towards him where it's like, you know, I don't really have to have a relationship with him?
Well, it sounds like you were really hurt by the affair.
Yeah.
And you were really hurt by the divorce. And my sense is that you haven't processed the disappointment, the disillusionment.
I think you may be using the fact that he's a stepfather to distance yourself from him and to make that okay. But for all intents and purposes, he was your dad. He's the only dad you've ever known. Certainly, you may have a desire to understand where you came from and to know your biological father, but it doesn't negate the fact that this man has been your dad.
Mm-hmm.
And so whether he's step or biological, how would you deal with a dad who disappoints you? And I think that's where the issues are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Janelle. So that's our quick answer.
We'll send you forgiving the unforgivable because that will help, I think, to sort
Absolutely.
Out some of what Jill's saying to you.
Okay.
Thanks Great. So much for calling, Janelle.
And your little daughter needs a grandfather.
Yes,
that's what I keep thinking as a grandfather.
We love hearing the chattering.
Oh, you can hear. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, you take
you
care,
calling.
Janelle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the last couple of minutes, I wanted just to go back to Healing is a Choice weekend coming up in January. Those weekends are for, who would you say those weekends are for? The two of you have both done groups at those weekends and gone to them. How would you describe
somebody? Well, Dave was saying it's, you know, it can be for someone who's just feeling stuck, someone who wants to be able to take some time out to focus on their issues because life gets so busy.
Yeah, you've probably had people in your group. I've had people in my group who are, you know, doing quite well and doing okay in life, but just really at an impasse in an important area that they can't get past. And then I've had other people who have just...
Who are devastated.
Yeah, who are totally shut down and cut off from anybody. And like the lady we heard the testimony earlier, just in real deep trouble. I don't want people
gamut.
To think that you have to be just desperate to come. It's not just for desperate people. It's
no.
for people who are who don't know what to do next.
Okay.
And life may be going along okay, but... You
may appear to be functioning well, but internally you're struggling.
Yeah. Now, each of you have sent clients of yours to the weekends. Why would you do that as a therapist? You're seeing somebody, they're getting your help, and then you send them to our weekend.
And it costs us money because they get better quicker.
It does, doesn't it?
You know, I've sent people who, we're in our counseling, we're kind of at an impasse. And I've gotten messages from other people's counselors who were in my group, and their counselor sent word back and just said, thanks, you got us moving again in terms of the counseling.
Well, and group therapy is different than individual therapy.
But it's like a year's worth of individual therapy.
Well, I think they fit together nicely because to share, you know, you get comfortable sharing with your therapist, and then to have to go and share with these other eyes staring at you, it really brings up that emotion.
And you hitchhike on somebody else's work.
Yeah.
And it just like really opens a door for you.
Well, thanks for letting me sit in with the two of you this week.
Thanks,
well,
Larry.
It's been fun
today.
Fun.
And Henry made you doctor yesterday,
he
so we'll call you Dr. Larry.
Dr. Larry,
you know,
in the house.
We ask for money all the time, but I want to close the program by saying thank you. You know, in Philippians, he says,
we
have grateful hearts with every remembrance of you. So thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by getting you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or write to us at New Life Ministries,
P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.